Oh, what a day. It began so badly. I get up this morning in a hurry, rushing on my way to local cafe to meet up with my great friend Roger Overall. And I'm rushing out of the house and I go looking for my car key. And I can't find my car keys anywhere. Looked where the keys ought to be, hanging up. Weren't there as far as I was concerned. Eventually I gave up looking in the house and decided, my goodness, keys must be in the car. And I go out and I realise that, oh my goodness, my wife used my car yesterday. And I looked in the window of the car and I could see my key in the ignition. But the door of the car was locked. How on earth could you leave the keys in the car and lock it? My brain wasn't working very clearly. This completely confounded my intelligence. And I went upstairs and I told my wife that she had left the keys in the car. All I could do was take my daughter's car in order to drive down to meet up with Roger, and got there about 15 minutes late. This was a bad start to the day, and it got worse because I got a phone call from my wife just before going into the cafe to say that the keys had been in the right place all along. They'd been hanging up on the key rack in the kitchen. She'd gone to the car with the key and opened it up. I'd made all this fuss, all this confusion for no good reason, except that I'm cracking up. I hadn't been able to see where the keys were, even though I looked there. And then I looked in the window of the car and thought I saw the keys in the ignition. That wasn't the case either. So when I met Roger, I was really saying to myself, Paul, you're losing it. You've got early stage Alzheimer's. You really are going downhill. Well, thank goodness he and I were able to talk about it, and he's very encouraging. And I came away feeling a bit better. And I went home, tidied up all the area where the keys and the house were hanging, so that now there's a clear place for my keys, my daughter's keys and my wife's keys. And then I looked in the window of my car and there was raindrops on the window, just like there had been earlier. And I looked in and I saw why I thought the keys were in the car. Glinting metal, silver looking metal, of where you put the key in to the ignition. That looked like the same as the silver on the side of my car key. So I let myself off the hook. I said, oh look, I was in a flustered state. And I looked into the car, and it's not surprising, or it's not so shocking as it could have been. All that drama. After that, nothing went wrong. The day was fine. It rained all day, so it wasn't really fine. I had a good discussion on the phone with club president from Blarney Toastmasters. I had another good discussion with division director, who's setting up a structure which will involve there being two people in each division, leading on the question of following up on potential for the establishment of new Toastmasters clubs. I went to the supermarket and I got all the things that are needed from poker tomorrow evening. Lots of food cooking going on in the house. And overall, the day has had some quite good spots during it. It began so badly. But it did get better, thank goodness. Happens, doesn't it? And I'm not now thinking that I'm walking round as a basket case